prepare for a faith-filled story about a small evergreen named Ember, whose unwavering faith saves a man from illness just before Christmas. This is the tale of the Great Christmas Tree Fir. Deep in the cold Alaskan wilderness, where seas of pine trees draped in snow-covered miles of icy terrain, lived an old man in a quaint little cabin in the middle of a cedar forest. The vast darkness of the Alaskan night might seem eerily quiet to most, but it didn't seem to matter to the old man. He liked his solitude. He lived a simple life. During the few hours of daylight, he would go ice fishing, catching large salmon to eat. The villagers loved him, for he possessed the spirit of gentleness and kindness to everyone he met. But the old man was never really alone, for he was encompassed by the great cedar tree forest and its wildlife. These great fir trees were alive and watched over the man. There was one fir tree who looked upon the man with compassion and love. Her name was Ember. Ember was the youngest of all the trees in the forest and stood about 10 feet tall. Others towered over her with their bushy leaves and wide branches. Ember had thinner branches lined with bright green prickly pine needles anchored to a thick and sturdy trunk. She wasn't strong enough to hold a family of swallows, but her branches were sparse enough to camouflage the occasional bear. She was short enough to see the sun peek out from behind the cabin in the east and set quickly in the west. Ember had a perfect view of the cabin and the old man. Ember felt a special connection to him. Her family gave her the special job of looking after the old man, and she handled her job with the utmost respect. She lured away pesky predators and stood nice and tall. Ember watched the man pray every night and every morning before entering town. At night, when darkness blanketed the horizon and the stars shone bright, the cabin let out billows of smoke that rose from the man's chimney, puffing into the cold air like a locomotive train. Frequently, the night sky would erupt in beautiful flames of color and light that would wisp through the top of the cedar trees. Because Ember was short, she would watch the spectacle of light in the reflection of the icy floor. The old man had the best view of the northern lights. Each stream of light and colour meandered through the darkness for miles. The breathtaking views flowed endlessly like a silk garment in the wind. One particular night, 3 days before Christmas, the light show was especially enchanting. So much so that the man climbed to the top of his house in the bitter cold just to reach out a hand to the sky, to perhaps touch light itself. Ember watched on in peculiarity as she saw the man mutter a few words to himself. What could he be wishing for? Ember wondered if the lights were magical enough to grant wishes, especially this close to Christmas. But Ember continued to stare at the man in amazement as he looked up into the sky. Maybe he was wishing for a visit from Santa, she thought. When the lights began to fade, the old man skillfully climbed down and went back into his cabin. The house glowed like a candlestick piercing the darkness. Ember, I wish you could have seen the lights. They were so beautiful. Mabel cooed. Mabel was Ember's taller cousin, just a few trees down. How was it up there? Did you get to touch the lights? I think they are magic, Ember said enthusiastically. Mabel chuckled. We can't reach that high. You would have to be as tall as a mountain. Ember was sad. The way the lights danced across the night sky was amazing, and there had to be something magical about it. The next day, Ember watched as the old man stayed in bed all day, coughing and sneezing. Oh no, Ember gasped. Each holiday, the old man is alone without gifts and a tree, and now he has fallen ill. A sense of sadness took over her that weighed down her pine needles. I know, Ember said. Tomorrow night is Christmas Eve, and I will touch the lights to make a Christmas wish to help the man feel better. Ember hoped and prayed all night for the man, her roots spreading wider across the snowy floor. Finally, it was Christmas Eve night, and the moon shone bright. Colourful waves of blue, green, and purple light began to dance in the sky. Ember continued to hope and pray as her roots tightly grasped the earth beneath her. Suddenly, Ember could feel herself reaching higher and higher toward the sky like a rocket. Ember gasped in disbelief as she stood as high as the mountain top. She had never seen such beauty before, looking around in amazement. In the distance, she could hear something. It was Santa's sleigh and his band of reindeer, but they were headed in the opposite direction. Quickly, Ember began to pray again, but this time something truly magical happened. The top of her head began to shine as bright as 1,000 stars as it lit a path right to the old man's cabin. Santa whipped his sleigh quickly toward the path, twisting and dipping through the night sky and landing right on the lone cabin's roof. Ember did not know what Santa had left for the old man in his knapsack. But when she woke the next morning, she saw that the old man was visibly better. Ember was happy to have received her Christmas wish this year. From that day on, Ember knew that anything is possible with a little faith. The end.